A quarter of a century ago, Kazunori Yamuchi created the world's most accurate car racing simulation game and called it Gran Turismo. He and his team had spent 5 years perfecting it. Video gamers quickly became obsessed.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cue music.
This is Movies First with Alex First.
Then one day, a UK marketing executive for Nissan, Danny Moore, played by Orlando Bloom, had a crazy but revolutionary idea. He put it to the higher-ups that Nissan could receive a significant public relations boost if a gamer could transfer his skills to the marque's real racing cars. Surprisingly, the execs bought it. Moore came up with the idea of a contest to choose the best Gran Turismo player in the world. The top 10 gamers were selected from a series of live online events. Thereafter, they were taught by grizzled engineer and former driver Jack Salter, David Harbour, to drive real racing cars. Pitted against each other, the 10 were whittled down to 5, and then a single race determined who'd be the chosen one. He turned out to be a tall, quietly spoken but determined British racing car simulation aficionado, Jan Mardenborough, Archie Madikwe. His father Steve, Jimon Hunso, had been a soccer champion, and Jan's younger brother Kobe, Daniel Pugh, also took up the round ball game. Steve was forever on Jan's case to play football, urging him to put his time and effort into something meaningful rather than playing video games. But Jan wasn't into the ball sport, and he didn't relent. Still, his road to becoming the one selected to race was far from easy. That was nothing compared to what he encountered when he took to the track for real against seasoned drivers, not just video game champions. Of course, he had to have his wits about him and learn fast. That was always a given. But more than that, he faced significant prejudice from drivers, one in particular, Nicholas Kappa, Joshua Stradowski. Kappa et al. Were against a simulation driver encroaching on a big boy's sport. Gran Turismo the movie is thus based on a true story, which makes it all the more compelling. Despite the ending never being in doubt, it quickly becomes clear what'll happen. It is exciting. The film, written by Jason Hall and Zach Balin, throws up plenty of obstacles and challenges. The premise is backs to the wall. Director Neil Blomkamp, District 9, ensures there's no shortage of adrenaline-pumping action throughout. Of course, it's the characters, the heroes and the villains that bring the story to life. Jack Salter is arguably the most interesting of those. He's a man whose career was cut short, but we don't know why until a significant way into the film. David Harbour balances the push and pull required of his persona very well. Unbridled enthusiasm with much to lose is the default position for Orlando Bloom as the marketing guru. Archie Madikwe is likeable and more often than not contained as Jan Mardenborough. The filmmakers have done a great job with the visual effects, specifically by overlaying the simulated video game with skeletons of race cars. The sound, music, production design and cinematography all come together to produce a pulsating ride. Also featuring Jerry Halliwell Horner of Spice Girls fame as Jan's mum, Gran Turismo has much going for it. It scores a 7 to 7.5 out of 10.
You've been listening to Movies First with Alex First.
Available at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favourite podcast player. You can also stream on demand at Bytes.com.
This has been another quality podcast production from Bytes.com.